Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
In the old days, Jim Rose, they would tell me they do that stuff when interest in UFOs is waning. So they keep the saucer discussion going. They add a hoax here and there. That's what they used to do.
Or a controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of personality controversies to keep things interesting.
Well, we didn't cause the one with Richard Hall. He caused that himself.
Right.
I mean, years later, like a decade later, I was over at the 1975 UFO convention in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And I ran to Richard Hall and I said, hello. And he said, hello back. And we talked pleasantly for a few minutes. Water over the dam. No more problems. He was fine. He was cool about it. On the other hand, I ran into the lady who ran APRO. Okay. Carl Lorenzen. Now, Jim Lorenzen was a very nice guy. Carl Lorenzen said, oh, you're the guy who 10 years ago, thus and so. And I didn't want to say anything because she was famous in the field. And I didn't want to start a fight and everything. But I thought to myself, what's her problem?
Well, I know you've done some shows on the early days of you as a magazine publisher and the days when all these saucer clubs and magazines were springing up. And, you know, at the same time, I think a lot of them, especially the bigger organizations like APRO, they were very territorial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they didn't want anyone horning in on their the ground that they staked. They didn't want to share cases and information and things like that. And while it's not, you know, kids in a mimeograph machine, we have a lot of people starting these different UFO-related organizations now. You've got everything from the Harvard-sponsored Galileo Project, and there's this one called Enigma Labs that Alejandro Rojas is associated with, and some anonymous people, and UAPX. I can't even name them all. And they all seem to be doing similar things or have similar goals, and I just don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of duplication of effort. I think you know what happened to a lot of the magazines. They folded. Jim Moseley bought a bunch of them to boost his circulation. You know, so there was a consolidation in a way, but it wasn't a really controlled and, you know, necessarily orderly and beneficial transition.
Well, Jim Moseley bought out my publication, and then he hired me as his managing editor, for which I received money.
So something good came out of it.
You have to think about it. This is 1965, making $5 an hour, which today is something like $45 or $50 an hour. So if you look at that, here's somebody going to school, somebody who is, what, 20 years old.
The fact that Saucer News had an office and employees is very interesting. But I wanted, when you mentioned NICAP earlier, you know, what was their office and facilities like? And did they really even need those?
They had a small suite of offices off DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. I saw two of the rooms, kind of the main room. It was very cluttered. And then Richard Hall had this office where the one time I was there before he pointed the finger at me, the previous time, Major Keogh showed up and they talked for a while. Then Keogh left and I said hello to Keogh because, you know, I read his books. There's this famous guy in the UFO field who in the 50s and 60s got many people interested. The significant thing about where NICAP had its headquarters is if you go to the movie Day the Earth Stood Still, and you have a scene where Klaatu is shot down by the authorities. Very near, in the movie, where NICAP's headquarters were located in reality. Just a thought.
That's interesting. So, of course, now so many businesses are done virtually, but even a lot of the old saucer magazines were done out of someone's house or basement or garage or something. But NICAP had this pretty prestigious address in Washington, D.C., and I guess it helped their boost their credibility, but they probably must have burned up a lot of dollars on that real estate.
Right. It was really in a very strategic location in terms of the presence it had. The point is, however, that it wasn't an expensive office. It didn't look to be an expensive office. It's like, in looking for this particular place, maybe they contacted a realtor and said, hey, find me the cheapest office with a prestigious location, 1536 Connecticut Avenue Northwest.
So Major Wayne Aho was sometimes confused with Major Donald Kehoe, and I think he courted that confusion, and he created, as best I can tell, it was essentially a one-man organization called the Saucer Intelligence. What was it? Saucer Intelligence.
He arrived at one of Jim Moseley's conferences in New York, that he'd have a monthly meeting, and Wayne Aho, whoever Ho, was there. And I don't know, I didn't think that much of it, but I figured, well, it was okay, we enjoyed it and everything. But I don't remember the organization too much, because I never took him seriously. He wasn't somebody that I thought, hey, this guy is big stuff. No, he was, you know, just one of the crazy characters who hung out in this field.
But by calling his organization, if it was one, Washington Saucer, whatever, and Major attached, and of course he was a retired Army, that got him a lot of press, and you know he could claim all sorts of things, and usually reporters didn't pay attention, didn't vet him, and you know gave him far more press and presented him as being much more credible than he actually was. And he was a huge contrast. You know, we talked about how NICAP was so focused on the nuts and bolts and not about contactees, whereas Aho claimed to have had contact with aliens himself, and over the years he went more and more towards the spiritual side of things. So he was fringy, the very opposite of Kehoe.
But he was, because of that, confused with Kehoe.
That's right. And it helped his career. So if you color your box of detergent like Tide, some people pick it up by mistake, and that's what happened to him.
Well, how many people, though, in the UFO field have kind of used that to give themselves a veneer of credibility? You know, maybe they were in the service, or whatever. Or, you know, look at Richard Doty. You know, people like that, they may come forward and claim that, oh yeah, you know, I was the head of the flying saucer and secret flying saucer investigation bureau in Washington D.C., but you know, have no way to prove it except that, yeah, well, the guy was in the military. And that's about it.
There's a lot of controversy about Nick Pope, because you know he's presented as the UK's Fox Mulder, and well, of course, now in the show, Fox Mulder really didn't have much going on. He had a little basement office, and in a way, that's maybe what Nick Pope actually was. But you know, he had 2 years on the job for the MOD and he looked at some UFO reports. But you know, he wasn't a field investigator, and they didn't really have a UFO program. So, but he's built kind of a franchise on that little wedge of UFO information, and so.
Well, Louis Elizondo has taken his position, whatever it was, with the Pentagon study, and there have been different versions of it. He has converted that into making himself sort of a personality. But you have to think, we know what that program was. We know what happened with that program. What does he bring to us? He doesn't focus on older cases unless he learns of them after the fact. He's just a personality, I guess, who is trying to milk this for something. He may be a perfectly nice guy, but nothing wrong with somebody taking advantage of a possible opportunity, right? We have Tim and Kurt and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So having made my conversation here, maybe now he'll never come on the Paracast. He hasn't yet. What's your take, guys, on Elizondo? A little bit like Nick Pope?
Tim, do you want to...
I have to agree what Gene was saying, is that I don't think that I have heard him really say too much about older cases. He talks more about, you know, all the stuff that, you know, has happened since, I think, what, 2006, you know, with the Navy and things like that. But as for the actual framework that all of this has been built on, he hasn't said a lot. So how much knowledge does he actually have, you know, unless somebody presents it to him first and gives him the chance to, you know, maybe do get onto Google and do a little research.
From what I've read now, or, you know, early interviews, he said he's not a ufologist. In fact, he didn't study UFO history when he was in office. He didn't want to prejudice himself. Now, why they would put him in the position when he didn't have this knowledge, I don't know. There's a lot of inflation. I think there's a lot of editing of things to put things in the best light. And, you know, since when he's talked about historical material, it's often been inaccurate or misunderstood. So I believe him when he says he didn't study it. Now, he was there when things were happening, so maybe he had good working knowledge of the participants, the current events, and handled the intelligence aspect of it. I don't know. I mean, I just don't think, you know, he's presented as this important figure, and, you know, will go down in UFO history, but I just don't think he has the knowledge of it. I think he did a specific role, and when he was at the conference that the SCU put on, whenever he was asked a technical question, he deferred to Dr. Hal Puthoff. So, you know, he wasn't a walking encyclopedia. But yes, I believe that he's been used as a figurehead and willingly, and, you know, he's writing a UFO book now. You know, his background and history and experiences and things like that. So I don't know, you know, as a result of his publicity, you know, some positive things have happened, but unfortunately, yeah, I think a lot of it is kind of based on an inflated myth about the man himself.
He gets on TV. Listen, a retired military officer, mid-level kind of guy, not famous, did his thing for whatever, 20, 30 years, and becomes a famous personality. Hey, not a bad gig. He's getting retirement pay. You know, maybe he does a lecture, writes a book, makes money.
Yeah, there are very few. I mean, you know, if we have to choose between him and Rick Doty, I guess I'll pick Elizondo.
But Elizondo doesn't make up stuff to fool people. He's not a disinformation agent. He's more or less what, an office manager?
And the things that he said, it's mostly like, you know, it's this teasing about, you know, what's out there and what could be and things like that. So, you know, he's engaged the imagination of a lot of people that way, you know, by, you know, they refer to him as dropping breadcrumbs and things like this. But, you know, he's got a past that's apparently he had a remote viewing experience, when maybe not sanctioned by the government, but he had an interest in it. And, you know, he was friends with some of the people that were involved in Skinwalker Ranch. And so there's some sort of spooky stuff that's different from the way of the scientific pursuit that's been portrayed. So it'll be interesting to, when his book does come out, to just see, you know, what else he reveals.
How all of these military types have really glommed onto the Skinwalker Ranch. You know, I mean, when that first came out, I mean, it was just another kind of fringe story. And yet it seems like now there is, if you listen to these people, there seems to be a lot of interest for whatever reason in the Pentagon and in other intelligence circles with the Skinwalker Ranch. And I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Well, don't forget that in the legislation, they consider human effects as among the things they look for. Now, that is something that's most people don't think about. They don't think about that. That's, what does that mean, human effects? Well, we know what it means if we follow what the Skinwalker Ranch people do.
Yeah, so I think some of the language that we've been seeing in that legislation has come from people like, you know, maybe indirectly from Hal Puthoff. I think Chris Mellon has been influential in shaping that language and including not only the physiological effects, but recently the whistleblower protection for people, you know, military witnesses to come forward. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Arrow does have any teeth, how they follow up on that and what develops. Of course, being military, we'll get probably, you know, 2% or less of whatever they find out.
Well, right now they've turned it all to balloons. It's all balloons, folks. I mean, even if it can make pinpoint turns and out-accelerate our best aircraft, it's a balloon. Or it's hot air, whatever you want to think.
Yeah, there you go, hot air. Lots of hot air.
But the U.S. military's language from the Air Force as far as why they were interested in UFOs, it didn't have anything to do with being extraterrestrial from at least their stated purpose. They wanted to avoid surprise, technological surprise, and that if there was something, no matter the source, they wanted to capitalize on it and develop the same technology for themselves. So that was about UFOs, but maybe that explains the interest in the Skinwalker Ranch, that somehow they're going to weaponize the paranormal. Is you considering that possibility? That's I can't imagine how that would work, and I don't know how you control the genie, so it's pretty dangerous.
Well, wasn't that the purpose of remote viewing? I mean, if you could have somebody sit in a room and know what's going on in Russia, in China, in Iran, without endangering someone, sending someone into an uncertain mission to another country where he could be captured or killed, I mean, that's worth it, even if it's not as accurate, the intelligence. But I can see doing that if there was any way or any hope that it was accurate. But then I have the one experience when we had the guest Daz Smith on the Paracast years ago. Don't know if you guys remember that episode. We had an experiment, and he passed the experiment and then got into a flame war in our forums, and bye-bye. We've got more to come. We're not going bye-bye yet with Gene, Tim, and Kurt. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will begin receiving hospice care at his home in Georgia.
Former President Jimmy Carter is going to be receiving hospice care at his Georgia home. After a series of short hospital stays, the former president has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family. A statement from his foundation went on to say that Carter will receive hospice care instead of any additional medical intervention. The Carter family is asking for privacy at this time. I'm John Schaefer.
North Korea confirmed confirming the missile tests yesterday were meant to boost the country's fatal nuclear attack capacity against its rivals. Many students at Michigan State not ready for moves to return to in-person classes a week after the deadly shooting on campus. They are lobbying for hybrid classes or a chance to attend remotely. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, guys, what's your take on remote viewing?
Oh, well, you know, it's very interesting. I've read the stories of the alleged successes. There's some that are definitely unexplained, but most of them come to us in the way of stories, and you know, it is interesting that the military supported it for so long. But the peculiar side of it is the people that have been were involved in it are connected to, with the UFO stuff that's going on today. Hal Putoff and Kit Green and Jacques Vallée was a supporter of the program and involved in it to some degree, and then later John Alexander, and they became friends with Robert Bigelow, and there's this backstage cast that has been there for remote viewing and this development of strange energies and life after death explorations, and certainly UFOs have been part of it. So I just find it very interesting that this broad paranormal interest, you know, has these players that are interested in it and influencing now politicians. The same politicians, Stevens, Inouye, and I think John Glenn was involved at one point, and then later Harry Reid. I don't think Harry Reid was involved with the remote viewing, but the others were involved in giving it legislative support.
And they were also involved, of course, in the Pentagon UFO study with Senator Reid.
Yeah, so there's these backstage cast of characters that have kept the show going from one aspect to the other. So that's my word on remote viewings. Tim, have you, what have you got to say on it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this is a subject that, I mean, I've researched for years and years. I mean, I remember as a kid, I had a copy of the book, Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain. And it was some of the material from that book, I think, that is what really prompted some of the people here in the United States to attempt to do the same thing with both the, you know, military and various intelligence circles. So, I mean, I've read a lot of like peer-reviewed papers that had been prepared over the years, not only from the United States but from other countries as well. And it seems to me that there is something going on with it. Just exactly what it is, it's hard to tell, because as we know, this kind of phenomena can be temperamental, maybe picky. Hard to pin down at best, which then, you know, if you can't have something that is replicated in a laboratory time and time again with the same effects, then it's basically deemed, you know, either not useful or not applicable or what have you. But, you know, it's some of the personal demonstrations that I've seen, you know, I think that there is something to it. You know, the late Ingo Swann, I think, was probably, you know, one of the best when it came to that. And, of course, he was kind of kicking and screaming into the whole UFO issue as well. When he was tasked to take a look on the far side of the moon to see if there was something there. Apparently, his handlers already had a clue that there was something going on, because he was given exact locations to look at and seemed to confirm what they already knew. So, you know, it's an interesting case all around.
Yeah, Ingo Swann was interested in UFOs, you know, at the onset of the program. Another brief participant was Yuri Geller, and you know, he even claimed that his psychic powers came from alien visitors. I don't know if he's eliminated that from his story now, but that was a big part of it back in the 70s. So, and I think he's become a lot less reputable over the years, but. You know, Ingo Swann, you know, his, for those people who follow remote viewing, he's one of the key figures, and supposedly he was the most talented and most, you know, one of the most reliable to produce consistent results. And it's interesting too that he, like Geller, came from a performance background, so that's an you know, you have to wonder, you know, where. How much of what they did, you know, particularly Geller, was an act?
Oh, I think that Geller definitely used his because he was a stage magician as well. That he used that aspect for his shows when possibly, you know. I always say that I don't believe in anything, you know, but the things that I've seen Yuri do, and from my own experience at a spoon bending party, that it's an actual phenomena. And with Geller, I think that as the great James Randi pointed out, Randy didn't believe in Geller at all, but I think that Geller, if he was doing something and if found that it wasn't working, then he would, you know, turn back to his sleight of hand tricks. But you know, there are others who have also performed using the Geller effect, as it's called, that, you know, seem to be able to bring forth whatever that ability is to various degrees of success.
Well, of course, I tell the story every so often of this former girlfriend who said she had a spoon-bending episode when she was watching Geller on TV. So I don't dismiss the possibility that something's going on there. And maybe by being a magician, if the thing doesn't work, he doesn't just say, well, it's not working. He makes it work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, he puts himself in that position by being a performer. So I wonder, you know, maybe there are some real wizards out there, but they have a bag of flash powder just in case things don't show up on time.
You don't want to be a performer if you're a psychic because you won't be believed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I've seen people who have been involved with poltergeist experiences, kids especially, where a house will be active. And then once that activity stops, then the kids will go and nudge it along a little bit with their own tricks. But there's, you know, really no doubt that originally there was some odd things going on. But, you know, once that energy wanes, and it does, and then the excitement starts to go away, you know, some of these kids, you know, who've gotten used to that attention, you know, like when people's backs are turned, you know, they'll throw a rock or something.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. So, like in a UFO case, if you know, how many witnesses, if there was no proof, did they go and make some marks in the ground to so that people, you know, their story would be taken a little more seriously? You know, they run the risk of ruining the whole credibility of the things. But you know, if they don't do that, maybe they get no attention whatsoever.
You add a few key details, like we'll have some details right now about something. Then with Tim and Kurt and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So we've got this final segment of the main show with Kurt Collins, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz, a special paranormal roundtable, and then we'll continue with who knows what. You never know what's going to happen next with After the Paracast, which is part of our Paracast Plus streaming service. We didn't call it a streaming service when it started, folks. It's because now streaming is in, sorta. Kinda, sorta, except like Disney and Paramount aren't making money from streaming, so what will they do to get more audiences? No, they're not gonna give it away. They're gonna charge you more money.
In the old days, you had a video library or a bookstore or something like that. You have physical objects, you move them, and if you buy something, it's yours forever. These streaming platforms, the content comes and goes. There's no permanence to it. You know, you're renting the ability to watch something. I sort of like the old-fashioned physical objects in that sense because, you know, if the platform is shifting, you lose access to things.
Oh, I agree with that. To me right now, it's frustrating to see some of these major companies basically deleting their shows from their platforms because it's cheaper just to get rid of them. So you get rid of them, don't have to pay residuals to the creators or the actors, and is it gone forever? You know, will they sell it to Tubi or someplace like that? I'm with you. I mean, it's nice to have something that you can clutch in your, you know, cold little hands.
As far as UFO information, there are a lot of groups that had existed for a while, the archives for the unexplained in Sweden. My friend Isaac Coy has been championing the scanning and archiving, you know, digital copies of a lot of rare UFO magazines and some books, some papers, and you know, that's available for free for everyone. And, you know, so as long as they're in business, hopefully forever, that'll be around. You know, the trick there is getting permission and the copies to permission to upload and share. You know, most of the older material, there's no more value to the creators or the publishers involved. So most of them have been happy to share. But there are some people like, we'll say like the MUFON organization, they maintain control over all of their old MUFON UFO journals and publications and symposium booklets and things. So, and I don't even know that they have a way to make them available to their membership. So, But I would like to see a lot of that information not only shared, but used and appreciated. Because there's a lot of, in our conversation, we said over and over about different events and how similar they are to things that have happened before. And you need that sense of history to know, you know, what's going on, and, you know, is this an, you know, like, hopefully we won't get fooled again.
People like to get fooled, though, it seems like, because I'm constantly seeing people going off and about some older case was long ago proved to be a hoax, yet they've just discovered it. So now that's the big thing. Oh, look at this. This is great. And they haven't done the proper, you know, vetting to distinguish it, you know, from a reality.
Oh, well, there's probably a large segment of people that have always approached the UFO and paranormal topic as entertainment, and it's a spooky story for them, and that's what they're getting out of it. I guess that's okay, but I just don't want that to be the end of it. You know, I want serious researchers to continue to work on things to try to find some reality to all this, and you know, but you know, there's a place for everyone at the table, I suppose, but you know, be careful who's driving the bus, I guess.
Well, okay, now you make a good point there, Kurt, about, you know, people just, you know, wanting a lot of them to tell, you know, just an entertaining, spooky story. But that aspect, I think, has really played a major role in moving the UFO phenomena throughout the years, moving interest, you know, in it. You go all the way back to, say, you know, people like Ray Palmer, you know, with his various magazines, and then, you know, Graybarker and Mosley. I mean, a lot of the stuff that they pushed were not probably the most reputable of information, yet it kept it going. It's kept it going. It's helped keep it going through the years, and then it's up to the, you know, more responsible people, I think, to pick up the ball and to carry it further.
Well, certainly Ray Palmer was expert at finding a trend and making hay out of it. That was the Shaver mystery, of course, and then the arrival of Flying Saucers and Fate magazine. But by the 60s and 70s, he was on kind of the wane. He was fading out. I remember in his latter years, now I've been criticized for it, for asking for donations from people from time to time. He was basically saying, buy my stuff because I need the money. But I have to tell you, I saw Ray Palmer's home. This huge home, single story, with a big picture window overlooking a river.
Yeah, I don't know much about his finances, but he had, if you go back and look at his magazines, quite a few of them are online, you see that he sold dandruff powder and chili recipes, and he published books, and, you know, he had all the, and I think he actually sold books published by other people too, you know, where he was like a broker. He had a lot of things going on in several publications, so I don't know how lucrative, you know, any one of them was, but he had a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, you also look at somebody like, you know, our late friend Tim Beckley. Now, I mean, there's no way that every piece of material that he produced and put out there that you could say was legitimate. You know, I mean, he did a lot of stuff purely for the entertainment value.
And he also knew he had an audience who'd buy those books. But if you talk to him, he'd say, yeah, this is what they are. But he had a real serious interest in the subject. Hey, Kurt Collins, we're running towards the end of this thing. For those who want to know all the good stuff you do, where do they go?
BlueBoreLines.com. And for more historical cases and the quirky backstory behind a lot of cases, look for The Saucers That Time Forgot.
Tim Swartz, where are you to be found?
Well, you can find me here at my home, in my office. Oh, no, wait. You can find all of my books on Amazon.com. Just type in the name Tim R. Schwartz, and they'll all come tumbling out for your reading enjoyment. You can also find them at your favorite local bookstore. Please patronize your favorite local bookstore. They need your help and money. And my website is conspiracyjournal.com. All the weird news and information that they don't want you to know.
And someday we will introduce They on the show. Not Them, which was the insect movie from the 50s. They, not Them. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. And as we say, you never know with Elon Musk in charge where that's going to turn up. We also have a couple of areas on Facebook where you can check us out. We also have the PowerCast shop at theparacast.shop. where we merchandise with our logos and T-shirts and all that good stuff. And then there's the streaming service, the PowerCast Plus, at theparacast.plus for sign-up info. We offer this show free of the network ads, better quality audio, and we also give you the After the PowerCast podcast where you never know what's going to happen next. And when you get people like Alan Greenfield was on last week, sometimes he says things that aren't accepted on terrestrial radio, or any radio, with Alan, of course. But seriously, the PowerCast.plus, use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, for a 20% discount on lifetime and 5-year subscriptions. Hey, Kurt. Hey there, Tim. Thank you both for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Oh, much fun. Thanks.
Always a pleasure talking with Kurt.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.